I often get the question, should I get a DNA test? I get this question from fathers who come into my office and their girlfriend is pregnant, the child's on the way, or maybe the baby has just been born and they're about to start a paternity case and they're not sure about what to do. My answer is almost always yes. It makes sense to make sure that you are indeed the biological father. It is so important for you to have that security, just for peace of mind, but more importantly, because you're going to be shelling out a lot of money over the next 18-year period, and you don't want to be doing that if you're supporting some other dude's child. So make sure that you insist upon a paternity test. Now, when you go to the hospital, they're going to shove some papers in front of you. This is in the midst of a beautiful moment. Your child's just been born, or who you think is your child has just been born. The mother's probably in tears. You're probably in tears. It's a wonderful, joyous experience. And then you get these papers shoved in front of you where you're supposed to sign and say that you're the father. Resist. Say, no, thank you. Let's deal with paperwork now. I'm not in the right frame of mind. Let's deal with paperwork later. I'm not in the right frame of mind right now. This is going to be to your benefit. Do not let them coerce you into signing paperwork at the hospital. Discuss it later with your girlfriend, and you can get a DNA test either privately or you can get one through the court. If you get one done privately, it won't hold up in court, but it will give you a pretty good idea as to whether or not you are the father. And there are DNA test kits you can pick up at Walgreens or other pharmacies around town. So don't be a dope. Don't play the sucker. Make sure you really are the father before you start making yourself legally responsible for this person's life for the next 18 years. Now, if you don't care and you just want to do that because you're just an altruistic person, great. But go into it knowing what you are doing and what you're waiving and the consequences that are involved. You can be thrown in jail if you're not able to support that child. You can be thrown in jail if you violate other court orders. You can be pushed around by the court system with regard to a child that may not even be yours. So make sure that the child is yours. You know, step back, take a deep breath, get the test done, and then once you know that there's a 99.5% probability or greater, which is the legal standard, that you are the father, you will feel so much better, so much more secure. It will enable you to go throughout this child's life never questioning whether you are the father. And there are statistics out there, and I'm sorry I don't have one right here in front of me at the moment, but I believe it's about 10%, it could be higher, of all children have fathers who are not really their biological fathers. And these fathers don't know it. These guys, these non-fathers, we should call them, they're fathers in the sense of they're doing a fatherly duty, and that's commendable, but they've been duped. And they don't realize that they're taking care of some other dude's child. So you got to be careful. Got to look out for number one. Make sure that when you get into this and you're taking on this responsibility, that you're either doing it because the child is yours and therefore you're obligated to, or if you want to do it for some other guy's child, then you need to have your eyes wide open and have full consent, full understanding of what you're doing before you plunge into this big, massive commitment of 18 years or longer. We can talk much more about this in future podcasts, but for now, these are just some points you need to keep in mind. And just remember to insist on that test. Don't worry about the looks and the stares and the frowns and all the shaming they'll try to put on you. This is about your life. Your life will be affected tremendously over the next 18 years or longer, so you need to do what's best for you and not cower in the face of shaming or other types of behaviors that they'll use guilt or other types of behaviors they will use to try to make you acquiesce and sign those documents where you legally bind yourself to being the daddy when you maybe are not biologically. So with that, I thank you for listening, and check out future podcasts. I'd like to do a few more on this topic because it is such an important one. And we'll talk about fathers who find out that they really aren't the biological father years later. That's another whole topic in and of itself, and we will talk about that. Thank you.